Braden Baker is an 11-year-old boy in Texas. He was born with 75% hearing loss in both ears. Consequently, he wears two hearing aids. Well, he did until his dog ate them. Really, the dog, appropriately named Chewy, ate both of Braden's hearing aids. Actually, Chewy did it twice. The second time, the hearing aids were still under warranty, so that didn't cost him anything. But after the first set of hearing aids experienced the chewtastrophe, his parents had a serious discussion with Braden. They wanted him to understand that they were fortunate enough to be able to afford to replace his hearing aids. But they pointed out to him that many other people wouldn't have the means to replace hearing aids that got lost or damaged. And indeed, that some people who need hearing aids aren't able to afford them at all. So that got young Braden to thinking and then acting. Last year, with the help of his mom, Braden set up a GoFundMe account, one of those online accounts that you encourage people to give to a charitable cause. He set up a GoFundMe account with the goal of raising $1,000 for the Oticon Hearing Foundation. That foundation focuses on helping people with hearing loss. But before too long, Braden had to raise his goal from $1,000 to $3,000 because of the great response he had. Late last year, Braden appeared on TV's Ellen show, hosted by comedian Ellen DeGeneres, by which time he had raised $23,000. And on her show, he received a gift of another $20,000. As of last week, Braden had raised just shy of $100,000 to provide hearing aids to children and adults, both in this country and in countries overseas. In Vacation Bible School this week, you heard the children learn that because of what Braden tried to do, he should be called a peacemaker. Because peacemakers find ways to help others, and that's certainly what young Braden was doing. Peacemakers also speak up when someone's being treated unfairly or unkindly. And there are examples in the news right now. On yesterday's broadcast of National Public Radio's weekend edition, the Archbishop of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Miami, Reverend Thomas Wensky, was asked why the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops went on record to call immoral our government's current practice of separating children from their parents as they try to cross the border without documentation. And Bishop Wensky explained, "It goes against the values of our nation and the values of helping families stay together." And then 24 leaders of Christian and Jewish and Muslim religious groups in our community, including the stated clerk of the Presbyterian Church USA, they all co-signed an open letter criticizing this family-rending practice. And the letter includes this statement: "We affirm the family as a foundational societal structure to support human community and understand the household as an estate blessed by God. The security of the family provides critical mental, physical, and emotional support to the development and well-being of children." So peacemakers help people. They speak up when someone's being treated unkindly and unfairly. And peacemakers also help people resolve problems, whether those problems are between people or maybe they're simply problems that they're having in life. And as you heard, the Vacation Bible School children learned about some peacemakers right here in the Rocky River community. Peacemakers because they try to solve the problem of poor nutrition, and they try to help people who have trouble affording enough food. So we look for a different mission project for children to learn about and support for Vacation Bible School. Each year we look for a different one. We try to alternate between international projects and projects right here in our country. And this year we were able to choose a very local project. You heard it, called River Sprouts. It was the idea of a fourth grader. A fourth grader at Kensington School 4 years ago. So she just finished eighth grade. Samantha recognized that she happens to have a strong family. She happens to live a good life. And she also recognized that some people face many challenges in their daily lives, including the challenge just to have enough food to eat. So Samantha and some of her friends launched what is now called River Sprouts. The goal of their nonprofit organization is to grow healthy food and to give it to soup kitchens, homeless shelters, crisis nurseries, and others who need it. They've worked with local civic leaders, community philanthropists. They've enlisted the help of many professionals so they can build a greenhouse at the city's community garden. And that's where the River Sprouts will engage others also in being peacemakers by having them help to grow vegetables year-round for people who wouldn't get them otherwise. One of the most beloved sayings of Jesus from his Sermon on the Mount is Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. You heard it where Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Let me talk about children for a moment. Many of you know that my wife Mary and I became grandparents about 8 months ago. And I'm trying to limit my mentions of our infant grandson, Reese, to no more than 2 sermons per month, and I think today will fill the quota. So when people say the magic word grandson, and I pull out my phone to show them a photograph, invariably I'll hear them say something like, "Huh, Reese has his mother's eyes," or "His mouth and chin look like yours," things like that. In the child, you see things that remind you of the parents. Perhaps that's what Jesus meant when he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." Here's what I mean. When we are engaged in making peace, when we are helping others or speaking out or working to resolve problems that people are having, when we are trying to be peacemakers, we remind people of God. Our actions and our attitudes are showing godly characteristics, characteristics like patience, generosity, acceptance, courage, understanding, hope, determination, unconditional love. People witness those actions and attitudes in us, and they think, there's a family resemblance there to someone. Oh, I see their father in them. I see their heavenly father in them. When we try to be peacemakers in our lives, people are more likely to recognize us as children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. In about a week, 5 high schoolers from this church will be engaging in peacemaking, even though they may not have thought of it in those terms. This year, our mission trip will take us near Cincinnati to Hamilton, Ohio. I think it got its name from the smash hit Broadway musical, but I'm not positive on that. And there, for a week, we will join with literally hundreds of youth from all over the country who will be gathered for a week-long work camp. And they will divide us into crews of between 5 and 8 people. And they'll assign us to provide home repairs for senior citizens or impoverished families in the Hamilton area. And not only will we paint and saw and hammer and drill, but from experience, I know that the kids will find other ways to be peacemakers too, providing other kinds of help to the homeowners, speaking out if one of their fellow work campers ever gets a little out of line, resolving problems that may arise among campers or maybe even with our homeowner hosts. Through this mission trip, the people of Hamilton, Ohio will see hundreds of young people as children of God, because by their speech and their actions and their spirit, people will see God shining through these youth. There's not a one of us here who doesn't have the opportunity or the ability to be a peacemaker. And we don't have to go off on a mission trip to do it either. Guided by the example of Jesus, encouraged by the words of Jesus, we can help others. We can speak out for what is right. We can be a friend to someone who really needs a friend. And as we bring the blessing of peace to strangers, to neighbors, even to one another, as we strive to be peacemakers in our lives, we will be known as the children of God. Amen.